He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your Rhaegar, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hello?
Hello.
WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
Oh my God!
An immersive, cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Dear Diary, the last 24 hours had been a pretty wild series of events. It's not every day you get abducted by a blue-skinned alien on your school campus and taken light years away from your planet. And somehow I thought turning 15 would make things easier. But there I was, being held in some sort of glass tube. My entire body felt like my mouth after a visit to the dentist. The man in the chamber across from me, Lord Sabbaticus, told me that the psionic energy within the chamber was paralyzing my body, which made me unable to summon my powers. He also said the Empress was planning to use me as some sort of weapon against her home planet of Nimbok. I needed to find out more.
Lord Sabbaticus, can you hear me over there?
Unfortunately, he didn't respond. He was either sleeping or...
There she is, Empress. The girl. Terra Tremendous.
As you were.
How long are you going to keep me locked up in here?
Don't worry, child. Soon you'll be doing my bidding.
Against my will.
For now.
I know what you're planning, Empress. To use me, my powers, as a weapon. Why? Why do you want to destroy your own people?
It isn't for you to ask why.
I always ask why. It's something my dad taught me. He also taught me that when people are angry or they want to lash out, it usually means that they're hurting on the inside. I think someone close to you hurt you.
What a human response.
Is that it? That someone close to you
hurt you? Someone within your family?
Family. So overrated.
Sabbaticus told me your nephew is now the emperor of your planet.
Sabbaticus has no right telling you anything. No matter. Look at him. A traitor. He's already in process.
To be mind wiped, like you're going to do to me.
And once that process is over, you'll be an extension of me. My every need and desire will be answered by you. I will order you to tap into those magnificent powers of yours, and Nimbok will once again be mine. And so it begins.
Diary. The Empress had pressed a button on a control panel, and suddenly my chamber was filling with a slimy substance. As the liquid filled, I wasn't sure how much time I had left.
Is our special guest here yet, Mr. Gregory?
Almost, Mr. B. I've got a lock on his energy pattern now.
Good.
I've also put campus security on high alert, as you requested.
Thank you. If our guest tries anything foolish while he's here, he'll be in for a rude awakening. Though I don't anticipate there'll be any issues.
Why not, sir? I mean, you're about to allow one of the most evil men alive onto the Power U campus.
Micah, even the most evil of men can be controlled, if you have something they want. And luckily, I do.
Materializing now, Mr. Barrington.
Welcome to Power U, Professor Epicopolis.
Mr. Carrington, I must say I was quite surprised to receive your invitation.
It's Barrington, Professor.
Barrington? Of course. Don't look so offended. It's not like I've misidentified a scientific equation or something equally important. I'm simply off by a single consonant. Carrington. Barrington. And who is this young gentleman?
Micah Gregory. Head engineer here at Power U.
Ah, an IT lad. How do you do, Mr. Gregory? I am Professor Epicopolis, also known in some circles as Dr. Epic. Go on, you can shake my hand. I won't bite.
Sure. Ow!
Sorry about that. I've just injected you with a lethal poison.
Huh?
What?
Poison?
Epic!
Now hold on, Barrington. I assume you beefed up security for our little tete-a-tete?
Micah!
This is my way of doing the same. If I leave this campus unharmed, I shall present the antidote and the young man will live. If this meeting is some sort of trap, and I don't get off this island, then he will die.
Die?
Dear God! If anything happens to him, Epic...
Mr. Berryson!
Mr. Gregory! Epic, you've gone too far.
Copy security for transport room.
Oh, he might appear lifeless, but he's still breathing. Trust me, I know my lethal chemicals. I am a genius, after all.
This is outrageous, Epic. I demand you reverse whatever you've done to him.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't. That depends on you. The young man has 30 minutes left to live before the poison kills him. So you better start talking fast, Barrington. Now, what did you want to see me about? Why have you invited me, of all people, to the great and wonderful Bower University?
Mr. Barrington, we got a call in medic that you need assistance with. What happened?
Peter, please take Mr. Gregory to medical at once.
Right away, sir. Okay, easy there. I got you.
Help me.
29 minutes and counting.
All right. The reason I've called you here, Professor, is because I need your help.
My help? Forgive me, but isn't this a school filled with little super students?
They can't help me with what I need.
And what, pray tell, do you need?
To rescue Tara Callahan.
What?
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course! Hit it! There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Tanner.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in me, a very portasissimus infernae.
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Let me get this straight. You're going to use your sorcery powers to shrink us down to a tiny size so we can jump down the vent?
Yep. But we're gonna need a mode of transportation once we're down there. Avidus, ara, gingeris!
Broomsticks?
So we can soar through the underground tunnels. Here.
What if I fall off?
You die.
Shut up!
You still have 3 other lives you can multiply into, right?
Oh my gosh.
Now then, we have more important matters at hand.
Right,
like finding a source of unspeakable evil potentially lurking under Power University. Fun.
Grow up, hun. And hold on. It's shrinkadink time. Genicus, magnitudina, subtractorin.
Let me get this straight. You want me to help you rescue Tina Tremendous?
Her name is Tara.
Her name is mud to me. Need I remind you what that girl just did? She used her powers. Powers she stole from me, I might add, to invade my mind and stir up old memories. Memories that have left me wounded, confused.
Whilst I don't condone what she did, I do know that Tara never does anything without a reason.
Are you trying to justify what that millennial monster did to me, huh? What kind of headmaster are you, Barrington?
One who will do whatever it takes to save the life of a student. Epic, you are the only one I know who's familiar with the Didion system.
The Didion system?
I need you to take us there as captain of the UXB starship.
Captain? Of a starship? For you? Have you gone mad, Barrington? That's a rhetorical question, because I know the answer, and the answer is yes! Yes, you have!
Epic.
And what makes you think I'm familiar with the Didion system?
Because it's the only place in the known universe where the Lumium crystals exist. The crystals you use to power the Epic Bot. The machine that replicated the DNA of the superheroes and accidentally gave Tara her powers.
You've done your homework, I will give you that. What's in it for me?
If you pilot the UXB and take us to the Didion system, I will make sure you leave there with a new sample of crystals to use as you see fit.
You would allow me to return with more samples, knowing I will use them to power new inventions?
I'm not saying I wouldn't try to stop you from using them, but I wouldn't stand in your way from bringing samples back to Earth. But only if you get us safely to Nimbok and to Tara.
Ironic, isn't it? That the girl's only hope is me. Our paths continue to cross, one way or another. Destiny. Your offer is most intriguing, Barrington. But I'm quite vexed.
Well, get unvexed, Epic. We don't have much time. And now, there's a young man with poison in his veins on the verge of dying.
All right, I'll do it. To get my hands on those crystals. By God, I will find Tammy Tremendous and bring her back!
Her name is Tara.
Never mind that. You have a deal, Barrington. Now then, shall we shake on it?
Why don't we just bump fists? Somehow I feel safer.
What? You don't trust me?
I'd like to. At least during our time together on this mission. The antidote would be a good place to start.
Fine. Here it is. Be careful with it.
Thank you.
Now then, I'll need access to the UXB computers so I can properly study the ship, of course.
Follow me to one of the private computer rooms. I can get you online there.
Uh-huh.
There you are. Now, while you're becoming familiar with the ship, I need to make sure it will run.
I beg your pardon.
I'll be back, Epic.
Ah, yes. Yes, this will do nicely.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous Universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Of course! Hit it! There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hello?
Hello.
WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in me, a very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.